Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
And it's really wet out there, isn't it?
We're slipping and sliding all around. We really are. As Rich Cornelia would say, it's miserable out there.
It's absolutely atrocious. But it is Friday, so that's the silver lining. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 44 for the high today. And we got a message from Amanda for Parental Confidential, so let's get into that, shall we?
We shall.
I think we can all agree the teen years are some of the hardest years of your life.
Period.
I mean, most of us struggled through that awkward phase, trying to grow into our bodies, figure out who we actually are. I don't know, some kids skipped it for whatever reason. It's odd to me.
Especially this day and age, all these kids are like wearing $60 makeup palettes and like...
Yeah.
Wearing Lululemon. It's like, wait, I can't even afford that, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm still going to Aeropostale. Some kids, though, they're really hard on themselves, and kind of like our friend Amanda's 16-year-old daughter. And it's got to be hard for any parent to see their child this sad about the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the message we received. Amanda wrote in and said, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been listening to you guys on air probably since you both started together. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I was walking past her room a few nights ago, and I could hear her just bawling. And I walked in to see what the problem was. And she told me she thinks she's so ugly, she wants to die, and doesn't understand why she doesn't look like her older sister, who has the blonde hair, blue eyes. Whereas my 16-year-old daughter, she has the brown eyes, the black hair, and does not approve of her weight. And I tried to explain to her how beautiful she is, and that she's only 16, I'll be honest, there isn't a thing I could have said to her that would have made her smile or change her mind." And then she goes on to say, "I was absolutely heartbroken. I hate that she feels this way. I know it probably won't mean much coming from her mom,
mm-hmm.
but is there anything I can do on my end? I'm open to all suggestions, especially from parents who have dealt with this. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for getting back to me on my message. It means a lot. Have a great Thanksgiving coming up." This is tough, man.
This is tough.
So many teens are feeling the same exact way right now that Amanda's 16-year-old daughter is feeling. And most parents don't even know it.
Yeah.
They just bottle it up, hold it in. And when you hear your kid, I'm assuming the alarm bells go off, obviously, when you hear your kid say, I just feel like I want to die every day.
It's really sad.
585-252-9800. Have you guys ever dealt with a situation like this with your teenage kid, what did you end up doing?
Well, I just think it's like so important because these images and these thoughts around body image start at such a young age when you're comparing yourself to your peers, your friends, the people around you. And if you don't look like them, you start to question everything about yourself and it gets down to your self-worth. And, you know, I've been very open about all the things I've gone through with my body image issues. And that started at the ripe age of being a teenager. And, you know, it's crazy because it's so weird. I found a journal the other day. It was a COVID journal. And I was talking, it was essentially a diary, not me reading my diary on air, but basically I was talking about like, oh my God, I want to lose weight. I want to do all this. And that was 2020. Like, this has been a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
And I think what's so important for this mom to realize is like having the conversation very openly and honestly with her daughter, not passing judgment, not trying to fix anything, but just talking and listening will encourage more dialogue around this topic because it is such a sensitive topic. And your daughter saying, I want to die, I don't feel worthy, all of those things, those are valid feelings. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if you just keep talking about it to make it more normal, that way she's not sitting alone in her bedroom with her thoughts, thinking the absolute worst of herself. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's not always like, oh, what can we do to fix it? We can get you on a plan. We can get you with this specialist or whatever. Sometimes it's genuinely just listening and working through it together.
Right. Not feeling like you absolutely have to come up with a way to fix this.
Right. And as a mom, like, I mean, I'm not a mom, but I know a lot of moms. As a mom, that's their job, right? They want to fix everything. There's something psychologically, mentally that you just can't fix. But I will agree tenfold that you are a product of your environment.
Yeah.
And if you are surrounded by positive, happy people that are willing to help, that's going to speak volume.
Kaylee is weighing in and she said, my sister used to be very similar in high school. For her birthday, my mom had a makeup and fashion expert come to the house to figure out what she looks best in.
Mm.
Do her makeup, gave her a bunch of ideas of what clothes she might look good in. And then they went shopping together. It's just some food for thought. Good luck.
Yeah.
So let me ask you real quick, because you've been very open about all the years you've struggled with your weight.
Yeah.
But even through those tough times, you've always still had a ton of confidence and you've always been very confident. So where does that come from?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Because I am a very confident person. Because I'm very sure of myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And who I am as a person. I've never been super sure about like my weight and my dress size, but I know who I am as a person. And I think I never let my body or my size define me as an individual. And that's way easier said than done. Like, I can't sit there and be like, everyone should just like think about themselves differently. Like, that's just simply not the case for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go back and think about this mom, that's where I really encourage her to intervene as somebody who has been the teenage daughter who has. And listen, I mean, I had multiple conversations with my mom and she was the best ever. But like, that didn't take away my issues. It never can take away the issues.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So continue to have that dialogue and encourage her to love herself even when she doesn't want to or she can't. Because you know what? That at the end of the day, I've learned this in my 30 years on this earth. At the end of the day, the only person you really have is yourself. And you have to look yourself in the mirror every single night before bed or in the morning when you wake up and think to yourself, if I had to live alone with myself for the rest of my life, could I do it?
Yeah.
Everyone you love is gone. And I know it's morbid to think about, but you need to make sure that you talk to yourself the way that you would talk to a friend. Treat yourself like you are your best friend. This is getting really deep.
A lot of people are saying the same thing here, too. This is what happens when teens are constantly on social media in comparing their looks and appearances to everyone who isn't real. And most of these models, a lot of these women are photoshopped. And the world is ruining our young women. And it's so sad to watch it happen. That came in from Jen. Holly says, I think that the key to any woman being good looking is confidence. I personally feel more confident about my appearance when my skin is clear, my hair is smooth, my teeth are clean, I smell nice, I'm well rested.
Yeah.
You got to start practicing all these things with your daughter and let her know it's the little things that help turn how she is feeling around sometimes. Now, I mean, we have a teenager in the studio with us, Jackie. I know that's weird to say. I'm sorry. Because you are 19. But you were...
She's hanging on by a thread.
You weren't 16 not so long ago.
Yeah, that is true.
Did you struggle with these same issues?
Oh, I struggled with these issues today.
Yeah.
I struggled with these issues last week.
Yeah.
And how did you overcome any of that? Or
I feel like it's a constant thing.
Yeah.
There's like higher and lower peaks. So it's harder.
It just comes in waves.
Yeah.
And like, I not to cut you off, Jackie, but I take massive issue with this text and I'm going to call you out and I'm so sorry. Actually, you know what? I'm not sorry. You're sitting here writing skinny girl Taylor Swift in her skimpy outfits on stage does not help with young girls' body image issues. I'm going to like stop that at the door right there because that's not acceptable to sit there and look at somebody because they look skinny or they are thin. I've watched countless documentaries about Taylor Swift, about any other skinny girl that you can pick out in a crowd who deals with these issues just like anybody else, whether you're 90 pounds or 400 pounds. That is not acceptable. We're not going to do that. And I don't know why people think in their heart of hearts that if you're skinny, you don't have body image issues. That's simply not how it goes. And I understand. Sorry, I'm getting very passionate. I understand. If you live in a bigger body and you have your whole life, trust me, I get it better than anybody. And you look at a skinny person and you're like, they're so happy. They're having the best time ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not the case. That's not the case because you're not in their head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, no, well said. I'm going to wrap it up here with Gina's text. She says, unfortunately, many young women and people struggle with looks at their age. And going off of what you just said, she says, even if you are the prettiest girl in school, you most likely may not have confidence still. And I agree that therapy is in order, especially if she's saying out loud she wants to die. But I wish this mom the best of luck. Because like Sherry's saying here, this message for Amanda, a lot of kids cannot see themselves through their parents' eyes.
No.
They just can't. So that being said, reassure her. And continue to compliment her. And counseling may be in order. Not saying anything's wrong with her at all, but having someone on your side, Amanda, is probably worth everything. So thank you guys for all the messages on this morning. I know it's relatable.
Sorry for the passion topic.
No. It's
very,
don't be.
Very passionate.
We'll be right back, guys. It's PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Let's talk Spirit Airlines for a second.
How are they doing?
Well, it's the question everybody's been dying to know. Are they going out of business? Well, we'll tell you one thing. They have filed for bankruptcy. We know that. And there's been a lot of raising concerns among travelers that are booked on this Motel 6 of the Skies airline who are flying out of Rochester Airport. Despite the filing, the low-cost carrier is not going out of business, unfortunately. So the only caveat is you have to fly the plane yourself. Spirit is restructuring under Chapter 11, bankruptcy protection. They're trying to manage their financial losses, which was over $2.5 billion since 2020. And the airline is working with bondholders to reduce its debt. They blame their debt on the struggles that took place during COVID.
Right.
A lot of people weren't flying as much. Spirit Airlines expanded into Rochester in 2022. And I think they're offering, there's direct flights going to Orlando and Fort Lauderdale.
This person texted in, Moose and Breezy, I'm flying on Thanksgiving on Spirit. I'm a little nervous because my bag costs more than my flight. But it says I'll be in Fort Lauderdale in 3 hours. Hopefully we make it. It's in God's hands now.
Yes, it is.
It very much so is.
So in an open letter to customers, Spirit Airlines assured that it expects to continue operating its business in the normal course throughout the prearranged streamlined Chapter 11 process. The company stated guests can continue to book and fly without interruption, and can use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points as normal. I was not aware that they had loyalty points. Didn't know.
Yeah, they're like literally on like a punch card system.
Spirit Airlines remains operational and plans to emerge from the bankruptcy process in the first quarter of 2025. So the company also confirmed that its employees and vendors will continue to receive payments.
I honestly feel like once upon a time, bankruptcy was like the worst thing that could happen to you. Now I think it's a fresh start. I think it's great.
No, yeah.
I think everyone's doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
Hot take. Bankruptcy is kind of like slay. You know what I mean?
Save it for there. I said it. My favorite story about Spirit Airlines is when one guy got sick on a flight to Florida and a flight attendant started yelling out, "Is there a doctor on board?" And a passenger yelled out, "Yeah, right. Name one doctor flying Spirit."
Period.
Oh, God. Type of airline that tapes a picture of a cloud to the window and drives you to your next location. All right, guys.
Somehow get you there in 3 hours.
We made it to Friday. And some of you got something you really need to get off your chest this morning. If so, now would be the time to do it. There I Said It is coming up. 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your insane and unpopular opinions coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Vision 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up. You can call or text. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you got something you need to get off your chest this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy, why don't we start with yours?
Okay.
I know you're dying over there.
I know. Well, do you want me to do the one I just did and go a little more in depth, or should I do a different one?
Well, for those that didn't hear you, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So I know this might be strange to say, but I do believe that filing for bankruptcy is kind of chic. There I said it.
Oh, yes.
I do believe that at one point it was kind of frowned upon, and it could have been like one of the worst things to ever happen to you as an individual or you as a company. I'm changing my tune on bankruptcy. I think it's a fresh start. I think it's new. I think it's innovative.
You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
I think it's great.
It's not.
I do. There I said
it. Where's your dad, Mr. Financial Advisor?
No, I talk to my dad about bankruptcy all the time, and he's like, yeah, everyone's doing it. So it's.
I guarantee you that's not what Todd said.
No, I think he did, honestly.
Okay.
Bankruptcy is the new, you know, is the new it girl, in my opinion. There I said it.
Right.
So if you're filing for bankruptcy right now, there's no need to be ashamed. There's no need to be sad.
Yeah, my buddy filed for bankruptcy. It took him 8 years to get out of that hole.
You're going to be just fine. Someone's going to come in. They're going to fix it for you. Yeah, you're going to have to pay the millions, but these things.
Do not allow this girl to gaslight you, okay? Don't listen to
it. I think everyone should file for bankruptcy. There I said it.
Don't listen to it.
No, I'm filing today, so.
Brian says, the music on your show this morning literally helped with my bowel movement. There I said it. Oh, you're so welcome.
My bad habits lead to you. Into the toilet.
Are you good?
No.
You're not. You're very unwell
no,
this morning.
I'm not good.
This person says, I'm literally dreading Thanksgiving this year with my family. There I said it. My brother is cool, but everyone else can kick rocks. Okay.
Not my friend texting in.
Yeah, I know, right? It's your old friend.
I know exactly who that is. Who else is here? Who else is ready to spit some hot fire? This person says, people don't understand the difference between sticking it to a corporation/workplace and screwing over coworkers. There, I said it.
Oh, that's a big one.
I'm going to stick it to the man. It's like you left Sally with 13 unfulfilled assignments, yeah. But okay.
Right.
No one's sticking it to any man. The man's just putting it off on someone else. Mm. Thank you so much.
The most toxic man in Rochester just knocked on our door. Who is it, Breeze? Eddie. Big Ed. Sup, guys? Big Ed here, having surgery on my knee next week, but don't worry. I'll be listening. Thanks, buddy. Hey, Breezy. Here we go. Hey, Breezy.
Yeah.
Why did the cranberry blush?
Why?
It saw the turkey dressing.
LOL.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty
good. Oh, dear. Are you well?
Come on, give the guy a little bit of credit. That's pretty good. Big Ed, keep him coming, buddy.
Jackie's hysterically laughing.
You didn't think that was funny?
Wasn't my top 10 fave, but it's okay.
No.
Right. All right, I guess I'm alone on this. Saw the turkey dressing. Oh, Ed. You know, here's mine for today. I can't stand all these establishments that advertise their food and their dishes at these restaurants as world famous. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Bill Gray's. I love him. I do. But Fernando in the Philippines has never heard of you. I'm sorry. They hate it. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Is it world famous?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Who's Fernando? Never met him.
Great.
Really?
Eric says, if you are separated from your spouse and do not plan on getting back together, then no, it's not cheating. Even if you are legally divorced. There, I said it. Yeah, that call with Brenda this morning at 7:40 was not, she was, I got to tell you, nobody sided with her at all.
Yeah, that sucks because you know what? She was really looking for someone to have her back, but that just simply did not play out for her the way that she was expecting. And these things happen. It's okay.
Somebody said, is Breezy serious? Should people really file for bankruptcy?
I mean, I wouldn't take anything I say on this show as advice, as fact, but I mean, do what you want.
And then Jill,
dabble in it if you want, you know what I mean?
Jill says, Halloween sucks. There, I said it. I don't understand. Jill, are you on a delay?
Yeah, like that was like 3 months ago.
It's November 22nd.
She's malfunctioning.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.